This is a summary of Deliberate Excellence by bestbookbriefings.com. Three Fundamental Strategies That Drive Educational Leadership by S. Dallas Dance. Every day, leaders must continue growing, sometimes by gaining new knowledge through experiences, and at other times by broadening perspectives about knowledge they have already attained. However, no matter what the complexity of personal journeys, they must always remain grounded in the following three success principles. First, leading for equity. The very first step toward success as a leader is recognizing your personal values. Having an intimate level of awareness of your own ethics will help you understand why you make your decisions and why you act as you do. There are numerous life experiences that serve to shape our particular values. Leaders use these values as in their day-to-day interactions with supervisors, colleagues, direct reports, and others. Moreover, their actions will not change unless their beliefs change, and their beliefs will not change unless their values change. There are certain moral convictions that a leader must possess, especially in education. The primary must-have is this: a strong appreciation for people. This value is characterized by the belief that all people, young/old, rich/poor, all races, all ethnicities matter. This simply is the meaning of equity and equity in action, as we can focus on equity without appreciating all people. In terms of education, ensure you are making the decision on behalf of all children in the same vein you would make it if it were your own child. This standard raises the bar, which is where it should be. Equality vs. equity. Most educational leaders are trained to think in terms of equality. Everyone receives the same treatment, the same resources, and the same opportunities. Equality engenders a sense that someone must lose for others to gain because you cannot make people equal. However, equity is different. When we operate through an equity lens, we ensure every single person with whom we interact, whether he is a student, teacher, or employee, is given exactly what he or she needs to be successful. Consequently, because this might not be the same for each person, it varies from the concept of equality. A common example among educators is that equality is when you ensure all students have a pair of shoes, whereas equity is when you ensure all students have a pair of shoes that fits. When faced with resistance to an equity agenda, the average leader might succumb to the pressures. Maybe this is because people may believe it's an agenda focused solely on race, or because people seem content with the status quo. To keep the peace, the average leader might consider their resistance too burdensome and not want to address it. Therefore, it is your responsibility to promote what is right and what is fair for all students, not what is comfortable. As leaders, you must have vision. You must believe in the ability to look ahead and see how the leadership of today will transport our organizations during the next years. Second, leading the change. To implement change successfully, leaders need to work with and through people. There are five key steps you should take. 1. Understand the history of the organization. Before people will allow you to lead them, before they will allow you to show them a new perspective, they must first trust you. Nothing engenders their trust more than your being clear that you are coming from a place of care and operating with an informed strategy, one that is informed by careful research of the past and its players. 2. Acknowledge the current state of the organization. When learning about the organization prior to change, focus as much as possible on what the organization's culture looks and feels like. Take the time to understand and then publicly acknowledge your intimate awareness with the current state of the organization. Explain the research that you have done, the records that you have reviewed, and the people with whom you have spoken. Make a concerted effort to convince people that you have developed a customized, well-informed, carefully constructed, and intelligent strategy for managing change based upon the unique state of the organization. This will eliminate fear. 3. Understand the players within the organization. Every organization has its team of players or key influencers, both internally and externally. These are individuals who have a voice with other people. What they tell people to do, in most cases, people will do. They possess the voice, power, and level of influence over people that you do not possess initially. You have two choices of how to approach them. 1. Disparage the power they possess because it's initially more potent than your own. 2. Use these critical players to your advantage. When introducing change, you need to be the key messenger, but you should not be the only messenger. Recruit those within the organization who can have an impact on and influence others in ways you cannot. Giving them a bit of your time is important. People like time with the leader. Build a relationship with them quickly and always nurture it. 4. Ensure people understand what change means. Some people are resistant to change because they hold preconceived notions about how change will look. It will be your job as a leader not only to lead change, but to lead people in thinking more broadly about the concept of change itself. Your goal in shaping people's readiness for change will be to reorient their thinking by proposing two questions. 1. What does this organization need to be successful? 2. Why do our students need to be successful? When they respond, pull their ideas into the mix. If you can subtly convince them about the need for change based on the desire for the organization and the students to be successful. 5. Have an effective strategy to implement change. All change processes must proceed consistently with a carefully planned strategy that will include the input of those affected. You must include people in the development of the change strategy to give them a sense of ownership and foster a sense of acknowledgement to whatever change strategy you ultimately develop. You must resist changing every issue immediately. When everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. Choose 2 or 3 top items to tackle initially. Rank all the other needed changes in descending order. 3. Leading through communication. 7 key tips for organization leaders seeking to maximize their communication effectiveness. 1. Communicate openly, honestly, and in a timely manner. People do not like to find themselves wondering what their leader thinks of them. When they are unsure of the leader's position about them, this produces an atmosphere of insecurity, anxiety, and self-doubt that saps their creative energies. Therefore, provide people with the assurance that you will always communicate truthfully with them. 2. Communicate your story, or someone else will. As the leader of an organization, you are required to be a strategist, motivational speaker, salesperson, politician, and public relations representative. Social media has only accelerated a new phenomenon where you can either break the story yourself or allow someone else to tell your story for you. Having the media think favorably about you and your organization can be a critical asset, especially since they have the power to create and alter public perception of you and your organization. 3. Organize your communication efforts. If you're a leader, you're probably busier than any other person you know. However, it does not excuse you from being an effective communicator. You must never be too busy for that essential element. The best way for busy leaders to ensure that communication efforts remain at the forefront is by pre-planning and auto-scheduling them. One recommendation is to create a communication calendar that specifies the messages that you send out on certain days of the year. This type of approach will also help you maintain relationships despite your own busy schedule. Be creative in your organized approach to communicating with those who matter most in your organization. If your budget will allow, one of the best ways to organize your communication is to hire a communications director or develop a communication team. 4. Individualize your communications. Sometimes, people need to know their leader, know their individual names, that you are aware of their individual accomplishments, and that you care enough to craft a special message just for them. Every person wants to feel special, important, and recognized by his or her leader. 5. Use every available resource to communicate. Today, leaders have to use every available resource to communicate their message to their key audiences. In doing so, you will reach as many people as possible in multiple ways. One thing that you will notice for sure is that people will never complain about over-communication. They will only complain if they feel that a leader has not corresponded with them. Leaders who choose not to engage in social media platforms are missing a prime opportunity to reach key segments of the population. School systems, businesses, and organizations should work with the social media platform to ensure its accounts are authenticated so individuals know the information coming from the account is reliable. 6. View communication as a two-way street. As a leader, you simply cannot afford to do all the talking and then call it communication. It is essential that you view communication as a two-way street exchange of messages, ideas, and understandings. Communication involves both listening and talking. It allows you to be constantly learning, growing, and developing, which will ultimately make you a more informed, more effective leader. 7. Have an open-door policy. When people have a concern, they often want to meet directly with the top leader in the organization because this person has the power to get things done. They want much more than sending an email, leaving a voicemail, or writing a letter. Why not consider meeting with them to show you're approachable? Advice is to engage in the honest work of leadership. 1. Keep things light, upbeat, and cheerful whenever you can. 2. Be intentional about smiling during times you are feeling the most stress. 3. Handle pressure with poise, handle stress with a smile, and handle critical moments with class so others can look at you and see you are still very much in control of not only your emotions, but also the organization. Your team and stakeholders deserve a leader who enjoys being at the helm and who administers it with confidence, and that person is you. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.